This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The CEO of Boston-based Fidelity Investments, Abigail Johnson, is taking on the issue of sexual harassment in the workplace. Johnson addressed employees today in a video. This is in the wake of recent terminations of two high-ranking executives who were accused of harassment. Greg Ryan is a reporter at the Boston Business Journal who covers the world of finance. We asked him to bring us up to date on what's transpired at Fidelity.
Earlier this month, the Wall Street Journal broke the news that Gavin Baker, who is one of Fidelity's most famous stock pickers, had been fired over sexual harassment claims. He had allegedly harassed a 26-year-old employee at the company. Then yesterday, the news broke that Fidelity had pushed another portfolio manager, C. Robert Chow, to resign based on claims that he made inappropriate comments to coworkers.
And have either of those people responded to the claims?
Gavin Baker has denied the allegations. I don't believe Chow has responded publicly to the claims yet.
So how quickly did these firings happen from the time that the accusations were made?
By all accounts, Fidelity moved quickly. I mean, certainly the public learned about the misbehavior only after the firings had taken place, although there are some indications that there's there has been a cultural problem at Fidelity. The stock picking unit is very heavily male. There have been accusations that the workplace environment has not been very friendly toward women. The Wall Street Journal has reported that in 2015, there was an internal report at Fidelity that detailed some of the misbehavior faced by female employees, including disparaging remarks about their appearance, inappropriate sexual comments, that sort of thing. So there seems to be some evidence that this has been going on for years.
Now, that's interesting you say that because the Fidelity CEO, Abigail Johnson, put out a video this morning for employees to watch as soon as they signed onto their computers. We have the transcript of it, not the video itself, but in it, Johnson reminds employees that Fidelity has no tolerance for any type of harassment. And I'll quote one line here. My expectation is that we continue fostering a work environment where all associates are treated with courtesy, compassion, and respect. So does that environment, from what you know, exist right now at Fidelity?
Certainly, over the past few weeks, there have been some big steps taken in that direction. Abigail Johnson has only been CEO since 2014. Prior to that, her father was in the role. Some of this misconduct took place years ago. That's been reported by the Wall Street Journal. So I think employees are on notice now that if you behave in this way, there will be zero tolerance for that sort of misbehavior. But I think a fundamental issue at both Fidelity and at the investment management industry as a whole is gender imbalance. According to a 2015 Morningstar report, less than 10% of the fund managers in the country are female. Until that number gets closer to 50-50, I don't think we're going to see a truly female-friendly workplace in the industry.
As you said, the industry is male-dominated. Fidelity is male-dominated. What is the take on Fidelity itself as a giant in the field of investments?
They're certainly one of the biggest investment firms out there. They're looked at a leader in the field. So the fact that both these incidents have happened at Fidelity and become public, and the fact that Abigail Johnson has responded in the way she has, they're both very significant.
Greg Ryan is a reporter at the Boston Business Journal. A Fidelity spokesman tells WBUR the company encourages employees to report concerns about harassment and provides multiple channels for them to do so, including an anonymous chairman's line, telephone line.